to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. Jared, he's back from Europe. He's in the flesh. He's home for a while. He's returned.
Aha, it is I.
Show us your British accent, Jared.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Gov.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Not bad.
Jared, he did, what did you say yesterday? And you're like, it's contagious.
Oh, I said proper.
Oh.
I was like, that's proper something.
As long as you don't say bloody.
Proper is kind of just as bad.
I like proper.
Yeah, that's a proper good drink or whatever. It was for something about a Starbucks drink.
The British also love to say quite well. Like, how are you doing? Quite well.
Honestly, I'd be like quite bad. Well.
I don't think I'm always just medium.
Moderate to severe.
Anything.
Moderate to severe depression.
That's what I go. It's just moderate to severe everything.
I actually kind of like that because you don't know. It's moderate to severe what?
Could be eczema, could be depression, could be just
happiness.
Hustle. Moderate to severe hustle. Like, who knows?
Moderate to severe struggling in life. I feel like everybody is moderately or severely struggling in some aspect. So I like
that. I feel
that. How are we actually feeling today, guys? Lex, how are you doing?
I feel great today.
You look good.
Thanks.
Yeah, you look
I took a shower.
Beautiful.
I feel really good.
You look fresh.
Thanks, guys. I have a ring light on, so it is deceptive. And I have the Zoom filter lens with the Zoom filter on. But I did put a little shimmer on my cheeks, so maybe it's catching the light.
Ooh. She's shivering.
Wow.
You guys look good too.
You know, I'm just happy that Jared's back.
Me too. I missed Jared.
I'm back too. I missed you guys. It was I was thinking I hadn't even heard Jack's voice in like over a week. We hadn't even really talked on the phone.
You guys sound really close.
We don't really talk on the phone that much.
You guys sound close.
We text a lot.
I only want to talk on the phone when I want to talk on the phone. So I call Jared when I'm driving or when I'm walking. But if he calls me and I'm like, he called me the other day when I was just waking up.
Because
obviously the time change in Europe, it was like 6:30 in the morning and he's calling to chat. And I was like, absolutely not.
You made a mistake though, and that was you liked something that I sent you on Instagram. I was like, "Oh, she's awake," and then I just immediately called you.
And he's like, "Am I bothering you?" I was like, "Yeah."
In fact, you are. To be honest though, I hate talking on the phone, period. It's really hard to get me to do it.
Me too.
Unless I literally I had to call Jack the other day for something because I had to like vent and explain something that I just didn't have the energy to text. Otherwise, I would have, because I don't like talking on the phone.
No, unless it's for a purpose. Like, that was for a purpose, and it was a good, succinct
And it was
call.
Brief. We're nice and concise. We're like, we solved this problem. Okay, I'll keep you posted.
No, I'm not chatting. I chat with my mom, but again, only when I'm driving. When I am driving, not her.
Yeah, we don't really have chat phone calls anymore, do we? You and I.
They're unnecessary. Who needs
them?
Because
we both are like, because we get to, both of us will get to a point where we're like, what are we doing here?
No, me and Matt only call each other if we can't find our phones. And it's like, call my phone. That's like the only time. I can't think of, sometimes when he's driving, because he's Mr. Safety, can't text and drive.
That's good, though. God. That means you guys get to spend a lot of time together in person.
Yeah, you know? That is true.
So that's a good thing.
Okay, so let's get into the day. So today is February 16th, and I'm going to start a new thing because I obviously usually only pick one dark day. But, you know, there's lots of shit going on. And I thought, you know, today it was actually hard to decide what I wanted to do for the dark day because there are a few different things that I thought were interesting. So
I love that you're overachieving this way.
Right.
Yeah. This is really working for you. Yes.
What an overachiever. Okay. So February 16th in the year 600, Pope Gregory the Great announces that saying God bless you is the correct response to a sneeze.
Wow.
This was something that I was going to maybe deep dive because the history
of more.
God bless you.
Does it mean like there's a spirit or demon inside you?
That's what I think that they used to think. I think that they thought that there was, a demon inside
maybe
you.
Maybe a demon's trying to come out of your nose or face.
Yep. And that's where
you're
God
haunted.
Bless you
that's why you're sneezing.
Or you might just have seasonal allergies like I do.
Yeah.
just allergic
or
to pollen.
Or be allergic to pet dander or something normal.
So that was the year 600. 1659, the first known check for £400 was written, and it's now on display at Westminster Abbey. £400 in 1659.
It sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah.
It sounds like someone's buying some acreage and maybe a Gilded Age mansion.
Ooh.
You know?
I feel like you could get a lot with that. Like almost an endless amount of things.
Yeah. Speaking of pounds, though, I saw a meme the other day. Maybe you guys know if it's real or not. Saying that the dollar store equivalent in the UK is called Pound Town. Is that true? I'm not kidding. I was like, is that real? And they just...
Not what I would think, but... Maybe.
Wait, have you seen a Pound Town?
I would have taken a picture if I saw one while I was over there. That's a great
name. I'll Google
name.
If it's real. That's but you true. Go ahead, Jack.
Pound Town's hilarious.
Pound Town is fucking awesome. It can double as a sex shop. Okay.
Yes, they're called Pound... No, they're called Poundland and Pound World.
Oh, yeah. Poundland. Yeah, yeah. No, I know Poundland.
Poundland?
Way better.
Yeah.
Those oh my God.
It just feels like a larger area.
In Pound World. You're just pounding pound all over world. The world.
Wait, I'm looking up how much that check was worth. $26,981. That's not as much as I thought.
Yeah, I thought it'd be
more. It was going to be like $1
billion. Like hundreds of thousands, if not $1 million.
Because my dad always says to me, you know, when I was like your age, a hamburger was 1 cent or something like that. It's like, I don't know what money is.
10 cents, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1923, archaeologist opens the tomb of King Tut.
Wow.
Which I also was very interested
in. Tutankhamun, love it.
Yes. And then 1942, Kim Jong-il's birthday. Dark
That's
day.
That's important.
Dark day. He's dead. But then the one that we're going to get into, and this was such a bizarre deep dive that I went into, very, very niche and specific, but February 16th of 1861, Abraham Lincoln stops his train at Westfield on his way to Washington to thank 11-year-old Grace Bedell in person for giving him advice to grow his beard to gain more votes and become president.
Wow.
Wait, what's the device?
What device?
How do you grow a beard?
Oh, did
With
I say
a device?
No, gave her advice. Did I say
oh,
a device?
I thought you said she gave him a device to grow his beard. I was like, how?
Too.
I want this.
I was like, there is a thing. There's a device that stimulates beard growth that they had in Abe Lincoln's time.
Fuck, I wish that's
oh
what it was.
Oh my God. I was like, what device?
I'm like,
oh, all right, she gave him the advice to grow his beard.
Yeah. Yes. Wait, the device would be so much more interesting.
I know. Just
but now
sort
to
of thing.
Make it not interesting. No, so the gist of this, this is what we're going to do for True Crime Rewind is this whole story because I thought it was super interesting. But the TLDR of it was, is this little girl, she was like 11 years old, and she wrote Abraham Lincoln a letter. And she was like, you know what? Women like whiskers. That's what she called them, whiskers. She's like, your face is not great and you need to grow your beard out if you're going to win this election.
She's
and
right.
He ended up growing it out and personally thanking her for it.
Men without facial hair look like worms. Especially when they get older. Dude. Their neck and their head just sort of blend together.
You're not wrong. Dude.
Cute little earthworms.
It was some celebrity that I saw that shaved their beard off. And I was like, men are fucking lucky they have facial hair. They're so...
Not all men have full facial hair.
I want to say too, you can be a handsome worm. That's a thing, but you're still a worm. Like you can be the best worm.
You can
of
be
worms without a beard, but
Benedict
you're still
Cumberbatch.
Yeah, you're still a worm. Have,
yep.
Without a
but
beard,
but he's also lanky. Like he's definitely a very long, thin worm.
I'm picturing every man
Ichabod
I know as a worm right now.
Dude, it's the beard. I always think a man looks better with some facial hair if they can grow it. There's a very few that don't, and some. Like John, the singer of Jared's band, amazing with a mustache.
Oh,
it's not my favorite when he grows full facial hair, but he looks great with just a mustache.
Mm. John can rock a stash.
Few and far between. Jared, not great.
Well,
what do you mean?
You got a good stash when you have the rest of your facial hair filled in.
If this part goes away, it's all bad.
You're gonna look right out of a 1970s band. You're gonna look like right out of like put a floral shirt and some corduroy pants on this guy. Put some puka shell necklace around his neck.
Yep.
Give him one of the guitars that don't plug into an amp, and he's going to be.
I had a heavier stash last month because when we go in to make a record, we call it the studio stash, and everyone grows out their mustaches. But
oh my God,
I can't just have that. So I leave my beard kind of short and then I grow my mustache out. It's also nice because I don't have to see Jack every day, so I don't get like a bunch of shit for it. But
I don't get the ick.
The stash was strong last month. I miss it.
I missed it and I'm pissed.
I know. I would have liked some more pictures.
I'll do it again.
Rude.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. So for True Crime Rewind, we are gonna jump into the story. I have the letters and everything. It's actually like, it's a fun story and like a fun wrinkle for everybody's brain. So we're going to get into that later. But before then, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Okay, welcome to On the Stand. Every week, we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We're either loving or hating. We rave about it or we bitch about it. We vote if it's guilty or not guilty. We have a discussion. Then we bring it to Instagram. You guys vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Do we have a listener on the stand?
Yes.
Ooh. We do.
Do we want to start
today
with
I
that?
Think we should play one because I think that we didn't play one last week. And if you would like to call and send us in, you're on the stand.
Phone number is 818-446-6889. Again, that's 818-446-6889.
You overachievers are giving me life today. I don't even know how to fucking never contain my joy for what's happening.
You'd never
think
it was coming from me, especially.
Both of you. We're on it. That's showbiz,
baby. And I'm jet-lagged. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that you're jet-lagged. Okay, Lex, you said that you have it on the stand that you're ready to go for, so you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. So what I'm putting on the stand today is, you know when you're texting with someone and they're like, I have to tell you a story. I'm like, okay.
Yes.
And then they send you a voice note.
Mm.
And I'm like, I've got my TV background noise on, and I'm on my laptop.
Yeah.
And probably something playing on my laptop. And I'm like, I'm not going to listen to this. There's just no way. There's just no way. Like, at least not for like a few days. Cause I'm going to put my phone down and be like, I'll listen to that later. But because it's not blue saying I have a new text, I'm just going to forget. And I'm like, oh yeah, oops. And then you can only listen to it once and then it disappears. So I'm like, if you do listen to it in the moment, but can't reply, and it was something you were supposed to really pay attention to, it's like, what if you were driving? It's just not going to work.
Right.
I have a little bit of a phobia for a voice note. Like, I don't like them either.
They give me anxiety. It's like, okay, it's going to vanish. Like, also, I like everything in writing so I can back my shit up.
Mm, receipts.
I like receipts. And I like, especially if you're giving me instructions or it's just like, I need that in a text message form.
Here's where I'm torn.
Because otherwise it's he said, she said. And it's like, might as well be a phone call, which we all hate. We've established.
So I'm a little bit torn here because we all just talked about how much we hate phone calls, but this is like a little tiny phone call, which is kind of nice.
No, because what if someone says something like, if you're arguing with someone and you want to like combat everything they said?
Oh, you definitely don't want to be in an argument on a voice note.
What I need is all of that in an email so I can copy and paste it and go point by point with my retorts.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think you can keep them, but then it notifies the person. And then it's like, that's a weird thing to be like, I'm keeping your voice note. Like, then it's embarrassing.
For what?
Yeah.
It's like, but that
to
feature.
To re-listen back for like sexy time later. It's literally just send me a text message. Get iMessage on your computer so you can type me a whole story. And it's not texting. Like, that's what I do when I need to explain something to Jack. I send her 8 paragraphs in a row that are super long, and we prefer it this way.
I think if you have to tell a story that needs the, like, you know, the nuance of a voice versus the written word, do a video, you know, because then you can really get the whole thing in. Like, you get facial expressions. Send a video.
Send a video or insist, like the other day it was necessary for a phone call. And I was like, Jack, are you free? And she's like, yes. It was it was 8 a.m., Jared, not 6:30. It was 8 a.m.-ish. And she's like, I'm awake and I'm ready to go.
I think for people of like our age and maybe younger, a phone call is either strictly business or something serious is happening. Like, there's really no other need for that.
No one should go in blind to a phone call. You should text someone and say, I'm calling.
No, because then it's
so millennial of
talk.
Us. Yeah. This is so millennial, but it's like, I never cold call anyone. I text them first and say, are you free? Mm-hmm. Is this a good time? Like, I don't do that because I don't want it done to me, to be honest.
I do have one last counterpoint. for you, Alexis, and that's that. If my mom is mom, if you're listening right now, send the voice note. Don't translate it to text because it never works, and I always have to sit there and decode a literal like two paragraphs.
Yeah, it's like a riddle.
My mom does that on her Apple Watch. Like she'll be out in the garden. She'll press it and she'll talk into it, and I get this disjointed AI mess, and it causes problems because it's never it's what so it's supposed bad. To be.
It's,
yeah,
it's so no. bad.
It's always like the most key part of whatever they're trying to say to is wrong. Like,
yeah, completely all misspelled. Anyways. All right, well, I am saying guilty.
Guilty.
Don't send me a voice note.
Nope. Not unless I can keep it and you don't be guilty. Weird about it.
I'm going to start sending you voice notes, Jared. You'll probably love them.
Oh, if you do it, of course.
There's no pressure. You're not going to like... It's different if it's someone close. Not to be confused. We're not encouraging this behavior. Everyone should try to reduce it.
Do you think that anyone has ever been broken up with via voice note?
Okay, absolutely.
That's possible, right?
Men are very inventive.
Yeah. And it's very like... it's non-confrontational. But it's like personal because it's their voice. Mm.
It's like mean ghosting, but... You're not, it's you ghosting because you won't even be on the phone, but you sent like a text voice because you didn't want to be cornered.
I bet it's men think they're doing like a good thing. They're like, I'm going to do this really empathetic breaking up thing. And then it ends up being even worse.
Right.
You ever accidentally almost send one where you look down at your phone and it's somehow in a conversation and something has already been recorded?
All the time.
And it's just like
get rid of the feature.
I feel like I got in trouble once for that.
It's always
our friend
Afton's
gotten in trouble so many times for this. Like she sends it to the wrong person, saying the worst thing you could say. Like three
times.
I love
that. I love
this
that.
This has happened when I was with her.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
And Afton listens. She knows. Okay, I'm going to go next.
Great.
So my on the stand is inspired by a Facebook post. It is from Rachel. And Rachel, and it started quite the debate. Rachel Elizabeth, she posted this back in December. And it's folded potato chips. I'm putting folded potato chips on the stand because you know some are just flat and some are folded over. And this, I can't tell you how divided everybody in the comments was over the folded potato chip.
I know exactly where you stand when you hear it. I know exactly where I stand. You know what chips you go for in the bag.
Yes. The
I go
folded
for fold.
Ones.
100%.
The only potato
you
chip
and I,
that gets
I think,
folded.
Have noticed that. You and I, because like we've shared bags of chips, Jack, like from Larchmont. So I think I knew that about you.
Yeah.
But not because we've talked about it, because we both go for the foldy boys.
Because you get double the crunch. You get double the flavor. Like, what is there wrong about it? But some people, one person commented, they're like, folded chips is so guilty. And it had like 30 likes on it. And everybody is like, I wish I could like this a million times.
Wow, people really feel strongly about this.
Because sometimes there's just not a crunch, enough crunch in a singular, like a singular level chip.
Sure.
What do you think, Jared?
I love a folded chip. And here's why, is because if you're eating, if your chips are... coming out folded, that means you're probably eating kettle chips, which are the best chips.
Ideal.
You know, how often
you're not
going to
get a lay
ruffle?
With a foldy.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I'm saying. So like,
that's true. They're only kettle.
And to be fair, kettle chips are the superior chip.
Oh my
and
God.
We can put that
better.
On the stand some other point. But like, if you're getting folded chips, you're eating kettle chips. So you're already in the right direction.
Yeah.
And then now just enjoy it because you're already eating the best kind of chip that there is. So
it's like a stuff something in the little wave and then you have like a chip sandwich.
That's right.
Put a little piece of pickle in there.
Yeah. It's too bad they can't sell them like that.
I know.
I know. Little mini
pickle stuff. Foldy boys.
Lex, have you made the viral cheese pickle thing?
No, not in a minute, but I have all the ingredients. Maybe tonight.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Where you like fry the cheese and you fold it over?
Wait, no. I thought you were
this
talking about my pickle
thing.
Sushi.
No.
Oh, no
so you get a
though.
Piece of provolone or whatever you want and you put it in a pan and fry it. And then once it's crispy on the bottom, you put a pickle in the middle and then fold the cheese over. So it's like a little pickle
blanket?
Cheese sandwich.
Like a pickle in a blanket?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is
and
it
like
good
a crispy,
looking?
Crispy
and people dip it in
cheese.
Like ranch sauce. It looks, I don't know. I haven't had it yet. I've been waiting for Jared because I'm too scared to make
it
by
myself.
She
goes, hey, you know what I want to make? And she like, I was like, oh, this is going to be something like impressive from TikTok. She flips it around and someone just like.
Honestly, that sounds delicious and like, I might do it.
Trash, easy
report
like
back.
Thing.
I mean, it's low carb. You know. There's no downside here.
No, it's looks we'll try it out. So delicious.
Yeah. And I told her, I was like, we're making that this week. So we'll report back.
Fuck yeah. All right. Well, folded chips, play, or not, chip.
Sorry.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Jared?
All right. My on the stand today, you did potatoes. I'm doing potatoes too.
Oh.
I was just in the UK. And on the stand today, I know in the past I've said that I'll just eat a fry without anything on it. I actually mostly prefer that.
It's so insane.
Which I know people think is crazy.
That's so insane.
Both said at the same time. I can't even imagine that.
It's like,
I just appreciate the potato.
If there's no ketchup, throw the fries away.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so if I go to McDonald's and they forget the ketchup, it's over. I don't even want them. That was
not even worth it.
I'm envisioning the exact flavor palette that I want.
I like that I've already wound you up because I'm about to tell you what my on the stand is.
Oh, no.
And that is, okay, I'm going to put you in a situation. You can't get ketchup. You can't get, maybe you like ranch. You can't get any of that.
Ranch is no good on fries.
Mayo.
Oh,
they
yeah.
want you to put mayo on your fry. Are you doing it?
No. Absolutely.
Never.
No? And you like mayo, right?
I like mayo not alone. I like mayo like mixed into an egg salad or tuna salad or on one piece of bread in a sandwich. It can't be both. The other one should be butter. But
butter.
No. Butter's delicious on a sandwich. Try butter instead of mayo. It'll change your life.
Whoa.
Butter instead of mayo on a sandwich?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, for sure.
I've never.
Oh, it's such
that.
A good move.
Way
oh, it's
better.
So good.
And honestly, better for you.
Mm. Oh,
it's
love
so
butter.
Fucking good. Me too. Butter on a sandwich reminds me of being like in fifth grade. It's all I want.
But I will say, there's some places over there in Europe where they just the fries come out and they look, where the chips they come out and they look so good, and then sometimes without even asking, they just start. They have like, you know, the big bottle, like the big like jug with the thing on the top, and it's just mayo, and they just pump mayo on it, and then it's like, here's your fries.
Are you like, please don't? Here, can you have a little cup to put it on the side, like a ramekin?
Well, this is why I put this on the stand, is because if I'm in a situation where I can't get the condiment that I want and they have mayo, I'm going to do it.
Oh my God, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that's
it.
A normal thing
I'm
in
not
the
against
UK
it.
Is, yeah. is fries
it.
With mayo.
I'm going to do it. And I know there's people that are going to totally shit on me for this, but I really
the
don't
mayo
think
haters.
It's that bad.
No, a lot of and people like mayo. I truly think it smells bad. I really don't like it unless it's mixed with something.
I will basically eat it by itself.
I hate it. Good. I think it's so gross alone.
Fries and mayo. Jared, we weren't going to get fries tonight, but now I want some.
All roads lead back to mayo or tuna with me on this podcast. I'm going to lie.
Or both. I mean... Tuna is a mayo. Tuna is like one of mayo's main
the mayo
besties.
Of food.
Yeah, for sure.
So
did you
good.
Have you worn the mayo shirt I got you for Christmas?
Yes, yes, I have. Yes,
he
I have. I
don't believe you.
Yes,
I
has.
Swear to God, I have.
Okay,
not out, but like around.
Yes,
I forgot
out. I wore
how much
it out
you...
when I was back in Phoenix.
Well, here, this makes sense. I forgot how much you love mayo. Of course, you're dipping fries in
I'm
a mayo.
Down. But like, I don't want to be known as the guy who just like can't stop eating
mayo.
Mayo
man. He's the mayo man.
Oh, no. I love that guy.
He mayo
I'm not
man.
That guy.
Did you get Jared a Juicy Couture mayo collab for Valentine's Day?
No, I want that.
Oh, okay.
I
Juicy,
want that.
Juicy, we're listening. Listen to us. We'll do it. Just send it.
I would love it. Okay. I'm going to say not guilty. Mayo with fries. Love it.
I'm going to say guilty,
not
but
guilty.
I'm guilty, but I'm out. I'm
all right. Lex, do we have our listener on the chain or on the stand?
We sure do. Here we go.
Okay. I'm calling with an on the stand. I am putting on the stand going to a workout class in which you are next to the same person the entire time and not wearing deodorant. And specifically not wearing deodorant that works. I think it should be illegal. I think it's so gross. And people smell bad when they work out, especially. And to have to inhale someone's sweat fumes for an hour is just not something that I feel that I should be paying to experience. So I think it's guilty, but I know that deodorant causes cancer. But I think there's other ways we can cut down on our carcinogens. It's respectful. Okay, bye.
I love the caveat there. It's like, yeah, but deodorant causes cancer, so where do we go from here?
But yes. Unfortunately, those are like the best ones.
Yeah,
they work the best for me. Like I don't know if Old Spice
causes cancer for sure.
Yeah, but it's still the best. Just rocking
me
it.
Me and Jack for a long time used Old Spice. Do you still, Jack? I don't anymore. No.
I actually have such a good recommendation for anybody that's looking for a non-carcinogenic, I guess. Kosas, they're like a clean beauty brand. They make a serum deodorant. What? So it's like a serum that you put, it's like in a rollerball. It's like a serum that you put on your face. It's like AHA acid
I've seen rollerball deodorants before.
But this is different. It's a, like, it's whatever. I don't know what it is. But it's the only, like, because I'm a smelly gal. And what I was going to say about this on the scene is sometimes, like, people can't help it. Like, sometimes they're trying their best and they still stink when they're working out. Mm-hmm. So that's just, you know, it's, being stinky.
This is one of the risks that you take when you leave your house. But there might be someone else out there that smells bad.
Some people don't care that they smell bad. There is a difference. Like, there's cultural differences and, you know, but some people know and don't care, and some people don't know. And those people are two different groups of people.
And some people know and are trying their best. And they still, especially if you're working out. I mean, like, everybody's sweating. Like, that's going to be a place where people are going to probably be stinky.
But I think the key there is trying your best. Some people, like, who know they smell are like, who cares? It's not my problem.
Yeah.
You know, I think everyone should balance, you know, norms and consideration for other people with their own needs in a morally acceptable way.
Yeah.
And it's a hard balance to achieve for certain people, but I think you can do it. I think you can try. If you're going to a gym, you have to respect the norms of where you are. I think that's fair because you're interacting with people very intimately. And I think it's a delicate balance. Like, I've seen people get in, like, bickering fights in workout classes. It's like, follow the fucking rules and you won't piss people off.
Yeah.
Yep. And that goes for everything.
Yeah.
It's not that
follow
hard.
Follow the rules and don't piss people off.
It's not that hard.
And honestly, like, yeah, if you're going to the gym, that's like the first thing that crosses my mind if I'm going to the gym.
I'll go home if I didn't, because I'm just like, I'm not being, I'm just like, I can't smell myself. Like, I'll get annoyed and be like,
I don't like
ew.
It either. Yeah. I hate that. If I can tell that I'm like starting to get smelly, which I'm not really a smelly guy.
No, Jared doesn't smell. It's so weird.
If I'm sweat, if I'm like really working out, like there's no way I'm not.
I smell by the end of the day just from being a human being. Yeah. And
I could go like 5 days without deodorant.
It's fucking crazy. And I can't go 2 hours in the morning. If I don't put on deodorant, I'm like, oh no, there's been an error and I need to go home. Well, that's enough of all that shit. So when we come back, it's time for some True Crime Rewind.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so we're going to deep dive into these letters that Abraham Lincoln and this 11-year-old girl, Grace Bedell, were writing about Abe Lincoln's beard. Are you ready?
Do you know how she knew him?
Oh, yeah.
She didn't know him.
That's so funny.
She was just writing him a letter as like the president of the, as the could be president, and that she just had some advice for him. So she was kind of, she wrote about it before. And one of the things that she said about Abraham Lincoln, she said, "You are familiar with Mr. Lincoln's physiognomy and remember the high forehead over those sadly pathetic eyes, the angular lower face with the deep cut lines about the mouth." So she was just talking shit about Abe Lincoln's appearance.
Was she young? Did you say she was young?
11. And I had to, like, the way that obviously people spoke back in the day is just so different than we do now that I was like,
if an 11-year-old burned me like that, I don't think I would leave the house ever again.
I know. She's like, wow. You are so ugly. And to be honest, I thought Abe Lincoln was one of the more attractive presidents back
then. Because of those mutton chops.
Yep.
Yep. That's true. Yep. He was covering
most of the
up
face
the worm.
Covered.
Yeah.
For otherwise, me, he looked like an earthworm like the other presidents.
And it was the height.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to read part of her letter.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Okay. She says, "Mr. Lincoln, dear sir, my father has just come home from the fair and brought home your picture and Mr. Hamlin's. I'm a little girl, only 11 years old, but want you to be the president of the United States very much so that I hope you won't think of me to be very bold to write such a great man as you are. Have you any little girls about as large as I am? If so, give them my love." Oh, so she was asking if he had any daughters, blah, blah, blah. "I have four brothers, blah, 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 blah. All the ladies like whiskers, and they would tease their husbands to vote for you, and you would be president if you grew yours out. My father is going to vote for you, and if I was a man, I would vote for you, but I will try to get everyone to vote for you so that I can thank the rail fence around your picture." I don't know what she was saying.
This is too old-timey for me.
It's so old-timey. "I have yet got four brothers, and part of them will vote for you anyway if you let your whiskers grow out."
Okay.
"Because your face is so thin."
So
you little worm, you thin worm.
So yeah, she's just like talking shit about his appearance. But he did write her back, which is fucking crazy.
That I love that.
Abe Lincoln wrote her back. He wrote her back on October 9th of 1860. He says, "Miss Grace Bedell, my dear little miss, your very agreeable letter of the 15th is received. I regret the necessity of saying that I have no daughters. I have three sons, blah, 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 blah. They with their mother is my whole family. As for the whiskers, having never worn any, do you not think people would call it a silly affection if I were to begin to let it grow? Very sincere wishes, Abe Lincoln." So
he's considering.
They have this exchange. He's never grown out his beard before. He's always been fresh shaven, wormy face, very gaunt and thin, like she says, wrinkles sunken in, as she describes him.
Old daddy worm.
So he takes her advice and he grows his beard out. And by the time he began his inaugural journey to DC, Abe Lincoln had a full grown beard. So he took his trip through New York State and he stopped where this Grace Bedell girl was from in Westfield, New York. There's thousands and thousands of people there. And once he was there, he asked to meet her by name. he's like doing this whole thing and he's like, is Grace Bedell here? And so her father kind of like shuffles through all of the commotion of the crowd and brings her up to meet Abe Lincoln, which like, this is so crazy.
I mean,
let's have like a national Grace Bedell Day. She's a national treasure.
I know. So she brings him up. She's 12 now. Mr. Lincoln stooped down and kissed the child and talked to her for some minutes, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said at this point he'd been growing out his beard for months, and he said that she was responsible for it. So he gave her, like, he's like, you are the reason why I grew out my beard.
I love that.
And then she said she recalled of the event years later, and she said he climbed down and sat with me on the edge of the station platform. She recalled, he said, Gracie, look at my whiskers. I've been growing them for you. Then he kissed me, and I never saw him again.
That ended weird.
Her recounting of it's odd, but yeah.
It seems no, oddly
sexual. You need a little more context. Like, she's writing as an adult years later, and it, like, oddly aroused by the experience, and but not conveying her real-time 12-year-old experience as it was.
I'm like, wondering, back in the old-timey days, like, he's probably kissing her on the lips, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Cheek?
No. The 60s, men were kissing little daughters. Forehead?
No, I don't think on the mouth. I'm sure we can Google it.
Nothing came up when I was looking for it. But, like, I feel like men were creepy back in the day.
I don't know. Well,
imagine the whole story, but like current. Like, hey, so I've been talking to this 11-year-old via correspondence.
She said I'd be hotter.
I grew my beard out for you. Like,
so funny.
That's wild.
It's really fucking bizarre.
But to be fair, she, you know what? As an 11-year-old stylist, she helped this guy eventually end up on Money.
That's
I mean,
true.
She did a great job. The dude is like one of the most famous people in the entire course of history. So, totally. You know,
I sent you guys a picture of his grow out in our group chat. Mm-hmm. So in August of 1860, the man is clean shaven. He has a horrible haircut.
And then I love his look. I love him without a beard. I mean, he looks like a worm, but he looks like a character. He looks like a character actor. Like, he looks so.
He looks like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, he really has something. Like, he's got a real character-y face.
My favorite look is going to be second slide with the half goatee.
Yeah, so a month after he receives her Grace's letter, it seems like he's only growing the part of his beard from like his lip line.
So imagine like a goatee, like what all of your uncles have, and then it just doesn't have the mustache. So it's just the bottom part.
Bottom goatee.
Not quite a soul patch, not quite like a chin beard. It's like a half a goatee.
Yep.
But honestly, I think he looks the best in that picture.
I love his full beard.
I love it. He's hot.
He looks like anything. He looks like a conductor. He looks like a mad artist or a scientist. He looks like any handsome, accomplished, distinguished career. Like, and he looks also like Wolverine from the Marvel franchise. Like, he looks, he's got this, like, and he's got very big eyes. Like, he's just
got a very low furrowed brow.
He's just got a really cool.
He's got a look.
He's got a, but I like his look when he has no beard too. I think he's just got character. He reminds me, he's got like, he doesn't look like Willem Dafoe, but he's got that intense.
He kind of looks like Bill Nye in the first photo.
Yes, he does look like Bill Nye.
He's got the bow tie on. Like, he looks like Bill Nye in that picture. Which,
no, he looks like a way cooler, like more interesting Bill Nye to me.
Well, he was.
he sure
just
was.
Looks like he's going to be a big deal, right? Like, something about his look.
I don't know. Like a liberator to me.
I like that he grew his hair out also with a mustache. You know, I appreciate that. Like,
dude, his whole
I love a hair
came
grow.
Together.
I know. All thanks to Grace Bedell. So, you
way
know,
to go,
that's
Gracie.
That's a fun little wrinkle for your brain to have for today. Go tell a friend, you know.
Love it.
Like, do you know what happened today in 1860?
That's right.
He thanked this 11-year-old girl and kissed her on the mouth.
Well, he's known for his beard. That's what's so interesting.
I know. She gave him his look.
Yeah. Behind every man and their good decision is a woman who suggested it.
That's right. Oh, and then the last little piece of nugget of information is, I guess she tried to write him another letter after this happened, because I think she was writing him a letter to ask for a letter of recommendation for something. I don't know if it was for college Could women go to college back then? I don't know. For something. And he didn't respond. So he ghosted her. He's like, thanks for the advice. See
you
never.
Once he was the president, it's very hard to respond to all your fan mail.
I know. I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
You would hope that the man was really busy. You know,
yeah, he was. He was freeing, you know, enslaved people. I mean, Abe Lincoln is my fave president by far.
Hey, at least she got a little bit of back and forth. You know, that's
more than most people can say.
Yeah. Well, let's not get greedy here.
It gave her her own Wikipedia page, which I love.
I love that too.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear some of the bad things that you people have done next.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Hey, naughty friends and fam. We are here to talk about how bad you can be, and we're here to make you feel better about it. So we're going to dive right in.
Hi, friends. So I'll just jump right into the worst thing I've ever done. This is more of a New Year's Eve one, but it took me this long to work up the courage. By the way, it's been several years. But I basically broke up with my boyfriend on New Year's Eve so I could kiss someone else. I literally, this speaks to how long it was, went to his house on New Year's Eve, showed him that I had changed my relationship status on Facebook and that it was over, and that I wanted to go to a New Year's Eve party without him. And it shows you how great of a state the relationship was in, but he literally changed his status too. And we basically high-fived and, you know, went our separate ways on New Year's Eve. And the person I wanted to kiss for New Year's was at the party I went to, and so was his girlfriend. He and I had been texting, and, you know, me being the valiant knight I was single. I wasn't doing anything wrong. Terrible move. Anyway, long story short, he ended up running out of the house at midnight to meet me, like, around the corner, like, at this party. We were both in attendance at this party, and we, like, had texted to, like, meet up outside of the house at midnight and kiss. And we did that, and right when we did that, I felt like a terrible human, and I literally disappeared. I ran away from the party. But I did have a friend inside who reported back that his girlfriend was looking for him everywhere and that we were likely just moments away from getting caught, and that the piece of shit he is, he walked back in, acted like he was zipping up his pants because he was, like, peeing outside, and just, like, grabbed his girlfriend and gave her a smooch and, you know, was smooth sailing from there for him. But fortunately for me, I realized how terrible that felt, and my friends were right on board by, you know, telling me that that's not the kind of person we need to associate with. And fortunately, you know, his girlfriend, you know, moved on as well to better things. But what didn't help was that my brother lived with him for 4 years, the literal direct year after that. So that was really, really fun dodgy game to play. But yeah, you know, you can always just kiss your friends on New Year's. So, yeah, the worst thing I've ever done. I have another one. It was at a Maine concert. I will call back.
So I like this one because it tackles two naughty things in one sitting.
Mm.
We're dealing with the breakup on New Year's Eve, and we're dealing with the salacious, unadulterated, passionate secret kiss outside the party.
I have two thoughts here, unless you want to
go ahead.
First, Jack, but and they're a little bit obscure, but thought one is you high-fived your ex-boyfriend right as soon as you broke up, which, crazy move, but I like it.
Maybe neither of you liked each other that
like
much.
See you later, high five.
You'd hope that at least one person was upset,
but that's a rare move, and I want you to be able to appreciate that. That's really, like, not many people get to have that experience, so the high five is fun. Thought number two, boyfriend who was cheating on at midnight, going back into the house and zipping your pants up as you walk in might look worse than you think it does.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, of the events that have
The implications of that.
Outside, so,
the implications of your pants being down.
I know you wanted it to look like you were peeing outside, but like maybe just walk back inside normally. That being said, you know, you did what you did. And I have always been pretty against, I think New Year's in general is always this overinflated idea of like what it's going to be. And then it's always a letdown. It always feels like that to me, no matter what. We even put like the New Year's kiss on the stand, I think, at the beginning of this year. So it's like the whole thing's a train wreck no matter what. And I, you know what? Live and learn. I think you're okay. You're going to be fine. This dude is the one who was cheating. You did it right. You broke up before all this happened. So
Don't blame the woman.
No.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to bring it full circle and say it is very commendable that you broke up with him in person, though I don't know what year this was. This sounds like probably a long time ago. But and not on a voice note via text message, because it could be worse.
Sure could.
But yeah, like, I mean, there are so many people out there that would just cheat that night and then come back like nothing happened. So, you know, it takes some balls to actually like end it. And like we're saying, doesn't seem like it was skin off anybody's back to end that relationship. And we've all done shit like that. You know, we've all been in the position you've been in and sneaking around and doing something you shouldn't be doing with somebody you shouldn't be doing it with. So you just sound normal to me.
I feel like when you're young, you try it once because you're sort of, again, I call it morality testing. Like as you're growing up, you test yourself to be like, how does this feel? How does that feel?
How bad does this feel?
Am I this person? Am I that person? Like, I think you're just trying to figure it out. And I think the fact that this was many years ago, A, and B, that you called admitting it was the worst thing, you've already learned, you know, and I think that's all we can ask for. And again, part of being young is morality testing. And if we judged everybody by their worst mistake under 20, we would all hate each other, you know, like, don't be so hard on yourself.
But lucky for us, we get to judge you by another mistake because you left two and we didn't get to the second one yet.
We'll get to that one next week. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. She called twice. We're like, what could the two-parter part of this be? There's another one.
We got another.
It's a whole other worst thing.
I'm here for it.
That eventually.
We'll get to you next week. But Lex, do you have a stanza? Do you have a clip? What are you leaving us with today?
I've got a clip. It's the Seinfeld clip about it's when George and Jerry grow mustaches. And George describes it as taking a vacation from yourself, which I liked. So we're going to leave you with that.
I love it.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
What do you mean, what is it? It's a country right next to Belgium.
No, that's the Netherlands.
Holland is the Netherlands.
Then who are the Dutch?
You know, I cannot stand this thing anymore.
I know, I hate it too. I feel like an out-of-work porn star.
I told you, we should have taken some kind of vacation.
Well, why didn't we?
Because you said this would be better. Remember? A vacation from ourselves. That's what you said.
What if we grew mutton chops?
No.
Buzz cuts. Parachute pants.
Stop it, George. Stop it. I'm sorry. You've got to get a job.
Damn it.